It's fully armored. It's got, it's made of, what's that called? Denura 600? Well, whatever. It's 600 threads per inch, and it's very durable fiber. I've got shoulder pads, elbow pads, and a back pad. I'm wearing my First Gear Kilimanjaro shorty boots, which are nice. Although I'm thinking of buying the taller boots for colder weather riding. Because I can tell you, when the thermometer dips below 10 degrees, it gets quite cold on the bike. And yes, I have been known to ride in as cold a temperature as minus 3 or minus 4 degrees Celsius. You heard that right. Minus 4. I've never ridden with snow on the ground. Yet. But you see, we have a law here in Quebec, winter tire law. So from December 15th to March 15th, you have to have winter tires. And of course, they don't make official winter tires with the snowflake logo for motorcycles. Hence, I cannot ride during the winter. Not that I really would, but I have, you know, been tempted on occasion when in the middle of winter, the roads are dry, and there's no snow on them, and I kind of look at Uhura sitting in the garage, and it's tempting. Of course, I've only been through one winter so far where I've officially had my license. So, here's another on-ramp to another highway here. So I just got off Highway 40, and getting now on Highway 13. Now, Highway 40, I was sitting on the service lane, or the collector lanes, as they're called. It's a slower lane. Now I'm on Highway 13, but I'm actually on the actual. And now it's going to get loud, so I may have to talk louder. I don't know how much wind's picking up. When Benoit and I use the intercoms between us, this is why we have the SMH-10 motorcycle headset. We're usually riding around 50 kilometers an hour, so there's no problem hearing each other. But at this speed, which I'm doing about 100 kilometers an hour right now, the wind is quite tremendous. Oh. I just got a beautiful smell of spices. That's one thing I love about motorcycling, is you're so in tune with your environment. You're out in the environment as opposed to just riding in your car. And I just noticed that my strap has come not undone, but they clipped. So it's going to be hitting my helmet and making some noise. I certainly hope you could still hear me. Wow, it's very noisy. I may have to cut all this out. I'll see when I get into the office. I'll give it a listen, see what it sounds like. Well, the truck in front of me is slowing down. Okay, bud, I don't know what you're doing, but I'm going to pass you. All right. So I'm just going to be quiet for a second here, and you can hear the ambient noise. So what I've decided to do is get back on the service lane, or the collector lane, but of Highway 13 now. So I'll bring her down a bit in speed. Just approaching 70 kilometers an hour here. There we go. So I'll take it easy. It's 8:30, and I'm usually in the office between 8:30 and 8:45 or so. I'll crack the helmet open a little bit. I might get more ambient noise though. Like I said, I may not even be able to use this this recording at all. Maybe I could clean it up with Audacity and take out some of the background road noise. Maybe boost some frequencies. See if that helps. So definitely it would be fun if I could do this, because I have done several audio boosts from the car. Yeah, the weather doesn't look too promising. It's very, very cloudy. And there looks like storm clouds to the north of me right now. I mean, I'm going north, but I'm not going that far north. That's a nice leisurely ride in. So we are on the island of Laval right now, by the way. I went over a bridge at one point when I said I was going to be quiet and let you hear the ambient noise. I was actually going over a bridge. And the river I was going over is called the Mille Îles. And trust me, if I can buy that unit, the video camera, if I decide to splurge, I'm going to treat you all to some videos, high-definition videos of Montreal and surrounding areas. There's a bunch of guys that do motorcycle videos on different topics, ranging from riding to customizing your bike. And I've always been very intrigued by those videos. Although I thought, I wonder if I could do a video like that. I probably can. If nothing else, that's what I meant to say. I can show you how the crazies drive around here. An Audi SUV just went by, and I was actually sitting taller than he was. I love that. Love that. I can see clearly. That's one of the benefits, at least of this bike. If I'm so tall, I can see over cars. And it's very safe, because I have a lot of visibility around me. And of course, being on a motorcycle, you know, you can do a quick head check, you can look around, you can be really aware of your surroundings. You can hear cars coming up on you sometimes, and this bike is particularly quiet, so I don't have the rumble of the engine or the mufflers. So, you know, if I can hear a car, if it's say, you know, 8 or 10 feet behind me. Now I'm going to be going north on Curé Lebel Boulevard. Curé is a priest in French. Father Lebel Boulevard. Oh, nice little Chevy Volt up there. Electric car. Well, it's actually a hybrid, but of a different genre. Instead of being driven by a gasoline engine and an electric motor, the Chevy Volt only has the electric motors. And it runs on batteries, has an autonomy of about 60 to 70 kilometers, depending on environment and driving conditions. And then once the batteries are depleted, there's an onboard generator that kicks in that actually runs the electric motors. Basically, very much like a diesel locomotive. Alrighty, I'm almost at work. That means this audio boom is going to have to be cut into three pieces, if I post it at all, if it's even mildly comprehensible. I may post it, but with a big warning, to be listened to at a very high volume. You're listening to V-Strom Radio. I'm always wanting to do that. No, not really. Well, I love this motorcycle. Oh my God, I love this motorcycle. There we go. So, I'm now officially have arrived at work. So, I will shut this down and go in and do my day. Thank you for accompanying me. It's been fun.